North Canterbury's Compass FM, and we welcome into the studio today, back into Compass FM, Nikki Marriott, and newly to Compass FM, Jackie Rose and Morena. How are we, ladies?
Morena, good.
You said that in harmony. That was beautiful. Now, you're here from Leithfield School. Welcome back into Compass FM. So I thought we'd start with you, Nikki. So tell us about why you're back here at Compass FM.
So we're here on behalf of our lovely fundraising team for Leithfield School. We are here to share our up-and-coming event. One of our major fundraisers for the year is our lovely Rogaine. So we held this last year and it was an amazing day. So we're looking forward to holding another one again on Sunday the 9th of June. This is going to be held again at this beautiful family-owned farm in Teviotdale in Amberley.
Oh, hey, Nikki, I remember you last year mentioning that to me. And yeah. I did a little bit of research again, went back in my stuff.
Perfect.
And how wonderful is it that this gorgeous family are lending the farm at Teviotdale, Teviotdale, and it's 1,400 hectares.
I know.
It's huge.
Incredible.
And boundaries at Amberley Rocks and the Waipara River and spectacular views that people probably stop and have a look for quite a while, or maybe forget they're racing. North Canterbury and Pegasus Bay and as far as Aotearoa in Christchurch. So I thought we'd go back to, I've forgotten what a Rogaine is. Nikki,
So it's a little bit like orienteering. You work in teams like from 2 to 5, visiting checkpoints over the beautiful location. So the idea of the whole is to visit these checkpoints and do as many checkpoints in the time given. And the checkpoints are scored very differently depending on the level of difficulty.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. So would you have to be like, you know, super duper fit to do these sort of things? Jackie, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think the thing is that we've got a starting point of 2 hours. You've got that potentially for your families or those that are coming along with their grandkiddies. Or if they are more able, they could do a 4 hour or a 6 hour event as well. So we do try and cater, they do try and cater for all sort of levels of fitness. You don't have to have a huge amount of navigational skills. It's very straightforward. They're all mapped out really well and you can't get lost.
Nice. Well, that's really important. You know, you don't want that happening.
So yeah, we're sort of hoping that it's going to be a really great family day out and an awesome way to explore the beautiful location with those stunning views like you mentioned.
Yeah, I could just imagine. I would get distracted by the views for a wee while there, actually, to be honest.
It's pretty cool.
What a great fundraiser for Leithfield School, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What ages can enter? What sort of ages are we looking at?
Sort of anybody that could, you know, walk for a moment of say an hour onwards, and it is because you can sort of choose which checkpoints you're wanting to go to. You can sort of go as far or as close as you're wanting to, really.
Yeah, the easy ones or the hard ones.
Nice. So there was a few littlies there last year, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So say, and I don't know, 5 and up.
You're pretty much in a team. Is there lots of, you know, is it a team of 5 or can you do it individually?
You can do it individually. There's probably normally a team of 2 and up.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could do it individually. Maybe if you're not wanting to be held back.
Yeah. I could just imagine for some families it might be feeling a little bit like the Monopoly game.
Yeah.
You know, there might be some passionate discussions about which direction we should be heading in, right?
Yeah.
But what's so much fun, and it's outdoors and it's raising money for Leithfield School. So when can we start entering for this Rogaine? Have you got a rough idea of when we can start entering?
Well, you can start entering from now.
Yeah.
The closing date for it online is the 7th of June.
Okay.
But if you're wanting to do an online on the day registration, that can be done for the 2 hour event only.
Okay.
Yep. And that can be done on the day. But you can enter by going to our school's website, so the Leithfield School website, or to go to the Wicked Rogaine, which is the company that sets it up for us. So that's wickedrogaine.nz, and they've got a few events on there. Ours is already on there, so that's under the Teviotdale Amberley, and as we say, that's for the 9th of June event.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to being part of this, and maybe we can get you to pop in again next month to see how things are going, you know, and you can let us know how things are happening. So we're looking forward to being able to enter, and it is on Sunday the 9th of June, and you can enter through Leithfield School. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate it. Just before you go, are you able to tell us roughly where the money goes to? Obviously into the school, is it going for, do you know if it's technology?
Yeah, it's mainly for school resources at this point. I know that they're wanting to update some Chromebooks. We've had those sort of since their inception, so just making sure that people have access to those that maybe wouldn't normally
and
have access to them.
Nikki Marriott, thank you so much
thank you very much for having us,
and Jackie Rose from Leithfield School, or again fundraiser, thank you both for coming in today, and wishing you all the very best.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thank you, Steve.
Compass FM.